Good morning. It's August 1st, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're going to be reading through Luke chapter 13, verse 29 through 30. And they read, "And people will come from east and west, from north and south, and recline at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." You know, last week we were looking at the verses just preceding this, and they were terrifying. Jesus saying, "Depart from me to the workers of evil." A section of scripture that ought to drive us to work out our faith with fear and trembling, as Paul taught us in Philippians 2:12. But for all those cast out from the face of the Lord, there will be those brought into from the east, west, north, and south to recline at the table with our Lord in heaven. And that is a point really worth thinking about. You know, it's right to have fear of the Lord, but only that it drives you to love and serve him greater, knowing that this is the reward for those that place their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. You know, we've been embroiled, it seems, lately in discussions about who's left out of the kingdom of God. You know, are they the elect, non-elect? Did they reject of their own free will? Is it reprobation? And while these are all important discussions to have, I'm actually just wanting to put those thoughts out of my mind for a time and remember the promise of eternity for those who do believe. You know, Paul tells us, "What no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him," in 1 Corinthians 2:9. It says, "A place where the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flows from the throne of God," in Revelation 22:1. Or, "Where we will see his face and his name will be on our foreheads," Revelation 22:4.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about those who will be first. Like, they're probably people who nobody even really knows their names, but God and maybe a select few people. And we have no idea the kind of sacrifice and the humility most people go through. There are many people who do kind deeds and put others first, but they do it for their own reasons and not for the reason of giving God glory. But knowing this is how God's kingdom works and that he revealed that this is how he works, it's just amazing. There won't be any boastful people in high position in his kingdom. And he has another instance of last being first, but in a heaven or hell sense, in the story of the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man had everything in life, all the comforts, and Lazarus was a beggar and just wanted the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. And the rich man went to Hades, and Lazarus went to Abraham's bosom. And we can find great solace in knowing God, he sees those who are not seen, who no one looks after, and he rewards them greatly in heaven eternally. And God knows how short our lives are and how foolish it is to live for this world, just satisfying our desires and not thinking about heavenly rewards for living humble and caring for others' needs before our own. And I even get caught up thinking about what I would like and being self-focused and not being thankful. And we all need to just start the day with thanking God for how he's chose to bless us in this life, and that we would be good stewards with what he has given us, whether it's with much or with little. And our faith, we have to remember, is the greatest treasure that we have.
Absolutely. And our psalm for the day is Psalm 93, verse 1. "The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed. He has put on strength as his belt."
And our proverb today comes from Proverbs 1:33. "But whoever listens to me will dwell secure and will be at ease, without dread of disaster."
And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. "May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. that the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.